This recording, Texas 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, I really identified with being a Texan. Yeah, I can remember being in high school and even pre-high school campaigning for Dolph Briscoe, who was running for governor at the time, a Democratic governor. And so I did a little bit of work for him and passing around campaign literature and whatnot. So yeah, I really identified with the state of Texas, and I used to have these discussions with my mother, being a Yankee. You know, she had this really strong affiliation with the North, and she would always tell me, "I never forget that you're a Yankee now, David." And I said, "Yeah, well, I might have been born there, but I said I've always, felt more associated with the rebel state of mind." So anyway,
and so. You work for the post office?
Been working for the post office now, 17 years, which is amazing because I probably had about 20 different jobs before I started work there. I've just done so many different little things and various jobs. No careers, really, but just a variety of work. You know, I was a construction foreman and a carpenter's helper, and I was a plumber. A plumber's helper and a ditch digger and a dishwasher and a waiter, a retail sales clerk. The list goes on. I was an assistant store manager for Walgreens. I worked at a liquor store, worked at a gas station. I'm probably leaving out a few of the jobs, but I had, a wide variety of jobs that I did. I was a cut grass and landscaping artiste for a while. I was a dock manager, in charge of shipping and receiving, at a retail store. Mostly physical work, though, for the most part. I never felt comfortable sitting behind a desk.